Hi, I'm Tessa, and welcome to the Affirmations for Traders podcast, where I lead traders into powerful affirmations to help prepare the mind for trading. Developing and improving the mindset is something we as traders don't devote enough time on. I truly believe that by building affirmations into our trading processes, it can be a game changer to further develop ourselves into better traders. You're listening to episode 21 of the Affirmations for Traders podcast. Hey there, it's been almost a month since I released the last episode. How are you? I have had a lot going on actually in the past couple months, but especially in the last month, and I have decided to share with you all right now that I will be co-hosting with Aaron Fifield on the Chat with Traders podcast. You may have already heard of Chat with Traders, and some of you may be current listeners of that show. And I've actually been a longtime listener of Chat with Traders, and the decision to be a co-host was not an easy one because I already have a lot going on, including being a host on this podcast, which I love so much. One of the reasons why I decided to take on the opportunity to become a co-host on Chat with Traders was because I remember how listening to that show helped to add value to my trading journey, especially when I was starting out in trading. Hearing the variety of extraordinary traders and traders of different markets and backgrounds gave me different perspectives about trading, and I learned a whole lot. And one of the reasons why I created the Affirmations for Traders podcast is to help us as traders to go deeper into the practice of developing the mindset for trading. Both podcasts are very different. However, both can be very complementary of each other. And I've been trying to think of the best way to bridge the two podcasts together, but haven't quite decided how to do that yet. For the time being, I need to let you know that I may need to publish one time a month, but I may try to squeeze in two episodes a month. However, if you go on to affirmationsfortraders.com website and subscribe to be on the email list, you will be notified of when the latest episode is published. That way you won't miss an episode and you won't have to guess, you know, keep checking to see when it's out. And I did not forget those who have signed up for the affirmations gift that I'm offering on the website. I just have not had the chance to put it together yet. It does take time to do that, but it will come. Thanks for your patience on that. Anyway, I am just so happy right now to be able to get back to affirmations with you this week. Trading is one of the most challenging things to pursue, and I've said that before. And as if trading itself isn't enough, some of you are pursuing it while holding down a full-time job or on having it on top of several other projects and passions. Maybe you've had to sacrifice your time with family and friends or even your health to do this. Everyone's story and circumstances are different. I think it's important to remind ourselves of our why for trading, and maybe not just for trading, for anything that you do that is going to be hard. This takes us back to episode 14 on your why. There were times, actually many times, when I've had to ask myself, is my why worth sacrificing, even if it's only temporary, my health, less time with my family and friends, and enjoying special moments in the moment? The answer can be complex. I feel the important thing that I've been doing is checking in on myself every now and then and reassess. I think being at mid-year right now is the perfect time to pause and reflect. And I can hardly believe that we're already just a little past the mid-year point. Where did the time go? No matter what we do or don't do, say or don't say, feel or don't feel, believe or don't believe, time still goes by, doesn't it? Time doesn't care. Because of that, I just feel like I have to hang on to every meaningful moment longer and make every moment more meaningful. If you have been physically, mentally, and emotionally drained lately, it's important to take the time to pause and take a step back or zoom out to maintain perspective. If your why is still true and important to you, ask yourself if there's anything you can do to adjust or reprioritize a bit. Perhaps you can adjust the timeline that you place on yourself to accomplish a goal. Is perfectionism adding pressure and stress on you? How about accepting good enough and just taking bite-sized action one day at a time? And I truly believe as humans, we are made to connect, whether we are extroverts or introverts or anything in between. So how have you been doing in your practice of self-discipline in following your trading plan, applying risk management and managing and handling your losses, continuing to sharpen your trading strategy and edge and managing your emotions of anxiety, fear, greed? Are you keeping a journal to study your trades and jotting down ideas for continuous improvement? Are you reaching out for help when you need it? Are you holding yourself accountable to do these things? How are you holding yourself accountable? Are you rewarding yourself in a healthy way when you do follow through with these things? All these things take time for us to get better at with continuous practice. And practice takes patience. When some of the things that we've been practicing start turning into habits, we want to leverage those good habits to become part of a system of practice and improvement. Notice in all the affirmations on the Affirmations for Traders podcast, we don't focus on making X dollar amount or being successful by a certain date or, you know, just being vaguely successful, right? We focus on the mindset and developing the mindset through practice so that it can get stronger and healthier, so that we can do the things we need to do to have become a better trader over time. I'd like to now lead us into our affirmations that are probably things we may already know deep down, but just need to be reminded of more frequently and firmly. Before we start, let's prepare ourselves, take a moment, and close your eyes. Give yourself permission to be open to the affirmations you're about to hear, and feel free to repeat along with me. I regularly check in with myself to see where my head is before I trade. I regularly check in with myself to see where my head is before I trade. I am more aware and tuned in about how I trade and why I trade the way I do. I am more aware and tuned in about how I trade and why I trade the way I do. The noises of the markets and media do not distract me from my trading and trading process. The noises of the markets and media do not distract me from my trading plan and trading process. I do not fear losses because I actively apply risk management in my trading process. I do not fear losses because I actively apply risk management in my trading process. I consistently apply risk management until it becomes a habit. I consistently apply risk management until it becomes a habit. A trading edge without risk management is foolish. A trading edge without risk management is foolish. Risk management with trading edge is powerful. Risk management with trading edge is powerful. I am able to delicately balance having a trading edge and having smart risk management methodologies. I am able to delicately balance having a trading edge and having smart risk management methodologies. I choose thoughtful, high-quality trade setups over quick, impulsive, and emotionally based setups. I choose thoughtful, high-quality trade setups over quick, impulsive, and emotionally based setups. I am not confused between my intuition versus my fear or greed. I am not confused between my intuition versus my fear or greed. I do not fear missing out on trades because I trust my trading plan and I keep the bigger picture in mind. I do not fear missing out on trades because I trust my trading plan and I keep the bigger picture in mind. I continuously practice my self-discipline in critical aspects of trading that keep me out of trouble. I continuously practice my self-discipline in critical aspects of trading that keep me out of trouble. When I fail, I learn from it, forgive myself, pick myself up, and start again. When I fail, I learn from it, forgive myself, pick myself up, and start again. I manage my emotions, whether negative or positive, so that I can make smart trading decisions. I manage my emotions, whether negative or positive, so that I can make smart trading decisions. I take care of myself physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. I take care of myself physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. I take actions, no matter how small, to build the everyday habits that develop me into a better trader. I take actions, no matter how small, to build the everyday habits that develop me into a better trader. I'm inspired by other successful traders, but I'm patient with myself in my trading journey. I am where I am. I am inspired by other successful traders, but I am patient with myself in my trading journey. I am where I am. My big why for trading is always at the forefront of my mind. My big why for trading is always at the forefront of my mind. I am just as energized and motivated now as I was at the beginning of the year. I am just as energized and motivated now as I was at the beginning of the year. During the week, reflect on these affirmations and repeat them with deep intention. Feel free to add any of your own to these affirmations. You are listening to the Affirmations for Traders podcast. As always, I thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful week. Take care.